Oh, hey, hello, what? old guy throat clear there. Hey, everybody. Hello, what's going on? What's this? Hey, whoa, wait a minute. A new Diary of a Cartoonist episode. Write this day down. Tell your grandchildren about this momentous occasion. When you thought that 3 weeks had gone by and that meant pod fade, and then suddenly out of nowhere, like a phoenix rising from the ashes, that's the sound of it. Scott Johnson got around to doing another show. Holy crapo. So, I have a million excuses. I will not give any, because it's not fair. Why would you? You don't want to sit there and hear me try to explain away a bad deal, right? Nobody wants that. Why would you want that? You wouldn't. You wouldn't want it. Ow. What did I step on? I stepped on a Lego. That's great. Hello, stereotypical thing to step on. Damn it. Okay. Emergency averted. So anyways, let's get down to brass tacks. Man, there's stuff going on. We got Nerdtacular literally right around the corner, like a month away. Month and a week or something. And I do not feel prepared. I am prepared, but I don't feel prepared. I never feel prepared. I have actually started to, I think, come to a place where I'm comfortable knowing that not feeling prepared for the event is actually good for the event, because when it actually happens, we're so on high alert for it to go well that it always does. It never doesn't go well. And even though I know it's true that all things could fall apart and still we'd be together and have a good time, even though I know that this is true, it's still hard for me. Because I want it to be rad, and I want you guys to have a really great time, and I want everyone to have, you know, the best possible experience. And there's probably a fair amount of you who listen to this who are coming. In fact, if you're someone who listens to this show and you're coming in July, could you do me a favor? On Twitter, I want you to tweet to me, so at Scott Johnson, you can just do it as a reply. You don't have to do it so that everybody sees it in your timeline. Well, I guess they'd all see it, but it won't show up unless they're following me. Anyway, say, just at Scott Johnson, say, I do with the hashtag Nerdtacular. I'm just curious. I'm trying to do a little math on this deal. Anyway, so that's going on. The shows are crazy busy. As you might imagine, there's a billion of them and they all have to be done. We have family in town. So I've got my wife's brother, his wife, and their little boy here all weekend. They're looking for a place to move because they're moving here from Nevada soon, like next weekend, even, I think. Some crazy soon time. I am in full heavy duty pre-production on the therapy show with my sister before she has to move to Sweden this summer for 2 years. So that's going on. In fact, she's going to be here in a little while today. I got a million art projects, a million commissions, a bunch of client stuff, just nonstop frog pants all the time. It's just real bad right now. And I'm trying to enjoy myself. It's spring. The weather's beautiful. Spending time at the lake when I can, like all this kind of stuff. And it's still hard to just get my head around when I can take a breather. I just don't do it. I feel like I'm working 24/7 right now. So as a result, something kind of had to give. And unfortunately, the diary was the show to give. So enough excuses, though. I'm done. I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I promised I wouldn't do it, but here I am doing it anyway. I apologize. Oh, look, my cue. Sorry, I'm checking my cue. I got your Wildstar there, that new MMO there. And, I'm in a queue that has taken about an hour, even though it originally said 6 hours. The total is about an hour so far, and it says now 26 minutes left in the queue. But welcome to New Game Launch Day, everybody. That is how this goes. And this is just early. I think the physical or the actual full public game's not out till next week. This is all early bird right now for pre-order people in that. I'm going to check it out. I like the beta, the second to last, or the sort of last public beta they did. I didn't like the private beta at all. I was really worried about the game, but the public beta was nice. Really good. A lot of fun. A lot of charm in that game. So I'm totally going to check that out. Anyway, there's so many things going on, and there have been a couple of times since I last did this where I wanted to do a more in-depth discussion about things that came up in my life that were controversial, mainly dealing with some trolls and some people who said some things that I took umbrage with. Is that a word? It is. It's also a professor in Harry Potter. Anyway, because those things kind of came and went, I've lost steam on them. They came and I was, I got to say something about it. And then I kind of chilled out after that. It was some political something, something. I don't even know. I did get an email. I talked about it on Twitter briefly. It's almost not worth bringing up, but I got an email that, by all intents and purposes, seemed to be serious. Like, they weren't joking around or dorking off. It's kind of the same thing. They sent this email saying, had it not been for the Obama administration and them doing some insider kind of wheeling and dealing, never would Dr. Dre have been able to sell his company to Apple for $3 billion. The company being Beats Music. That the implication is, I assume, is some kind of racial weirdness that, since we have a black president, clearly they all know each other and do each other favors in the little secret society there. So he got the deal going there, Obama did, for Dr. Dre, who was not a real doctor. I like Dr. Dre, though. But don't go to him saying, I need a colonoscopy, or can you check this lump on my neck? He's not going to be able to help you that way. He will just help you learn how to earn fat stacks of Benjamins, I believe is how he would put it. Right? Anyway, what a dumb email that was, right? And if you're listening to the show, person who sent that, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? What kind of crazy talk is that you just spewed forth from your pie hole? Why would you say such a thing? Am I publicly shaming this person? I guess I am. Seems to me we're all against that these days, public shaming. But I feel like you got to call people out on real dumb stuff, because that's super dumb. That's on the scale of dumb, from I don't know what's on the scale, from at the top of the scale, guy, the former Clippers owner guy. Wait, was it the Clippers or was it the Golden State Warriors? Crap, whatever, the racist guy, he's on the top end. On the low end is somebody who just looks at a wall and goes, okay, that's the scale. You're on this list, man. You're in the scale. No offense to people that sit in front of walls and go,
just checking. 20 minutes left, it says. There are 137 people ahead of me.
I just want to get in there for a little while before I got to record this afternoon. Anyway, so I avoided all those topics, and now I come to you instead just to say, hey, man, what's up? What's going on? How are you guys doing? What's your life like? Can't answer me here, but I am always interested in hearing what other people are up to. What kind of biznatch you found yourself in? Are you like me? Are you enjoying the sun and the better weather, at least here in the States? Like, I went out yesterday and just to feel the sun on your face is great, man. I like the heat. Bring on the heat. I want heavy heat, hard heat. I want to be able to go to Vegas like in August, when it's like 115 everywhere, and just walk out in that, dude. Oh, dry heat, just baking you in your own skin. The more I've lost weight with this 45 pound weight loss over the last year, by the way, it'll be a year since I started the diet in about 2 weeks. That'll be a year. And in that year, 45 pounds later, I find that I am more cold than I should be and love heat more than I used to.
So I think there's, that's just straight up because there's less fat and I'm less warm because of the fat, the old fat coat I was wearing. You know, I think that makes a difference. That makes sense. Sometimes I'll carry a couple of 20-pound weights around with me just to remind myself that that used to be on me. And that's a weird feeling because that feels bad. That feels like weight. Like, ugh, this used to just hang on me and now I don't have it anymore. Good Lord, man. So that's good. That's fun. We're going to celebrate a few things in June. You get your weight loss goal there. And you got your webcomic that's 13 years old. 13 years of Extra Life at myextralife.com. I'm pretty proud of that. And I've been on the regular the whole time. Get a comic a week out of me. For a while there, you got three. That was back in the day, though. What was I thinking? But, yeah, I'm proud of that. And I got big announcements about that coming up soon. Some stuff. If that is indeed a thing of mine that you follow. And if you don't, well, I don't know what to do for you. You don't have to like everything. It's fine. I don't like everything. Oh, but man, what I do like is HBO's content on your Amazon Prime there. Over there to the Amazon Prime. They got all this stuff, this back catalog stuff that I never have seen. I've never seen a single episode of The Sopranos. I've never seen any of The Pacific, although I did see on DVD Band of Brothers. But I watched The Pacific this week, all 10 episodes of that miniseries about the World War II efforts of the Allies in the Pacific against, at the time, our enemy, who was the Empire of Japan. And that was a fantastic thing. It was really good. The electrocuted fence kid from Jurassic Park is in it, has a major role, and he is really good. Did not see that coming. It's old, I know. 2010, I guess that came out. Band of Brothers was like 01. So it's been a while, but I don't have HBO. Never have. So I only get to see these things by happenstance or borrowing somebody's Go account or like I do for the Game of Thrones or I'll do like a DVD thing or whatever. But now all this stuff being there is rather exciting. They have some good documentaries on there, some good comedy concert stuff, bunch of their shows. No Game of Thrones yet. I suppose that's coming. Has to be coming, right? I don't see Arliss on there. What was the one with the one with Shandling, Gary Shandling in it. What was that called? Where he played a talk show host, kind of Johnny Carson style. Anyway, that's not on there yet. I'm sure that's coming. Yeah. So there you have it. That's all I got to say to you. I'm going to go now. Thank you guys for being so patient. I'm sorry this one's so short. There's a ton for me to get done and do, but I will try to get a few more of these squeezed in before Nerdtacular and certainly a big post one that'll deal with the aftermath of how all that went. It's going to go great. I'm stoked to see you guys again this year. I have no idea what the future of that thing is, but I know this year is going to be fun. That I know. This I know. Also, what was I going to say? One other thing I already forgot. Nope. No, that was it. That was it. Oh, I have one other thing. There is another thing. Blah, 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 blah. I really enjoy... Oh, I'm going to sneeze. I don't enjoy that. Ugh. I really enjoy doing... So I've been doing this Diablo show for 6 episodes, and I really like the solo aspect of it. I didn't expect to. I was nervous about doing it. I had confidence that I could do it, but it's not a thing I'm known for, except for maybe this thing that we do here, but this is a small thing, right? And that thing has turned out so good for me on so many levels. Like the downloads are way higher than I expected at this stage. We're just hovering and staying in the top gaming podcasts on iTunes and other directories. And you guys are participating like crazy. And there's just tons of calls every week and great content. And I'm excited about everything to deal with it. And it's got me thinking that I could maybe do more of that in the future for other stuff. Like, you know, straight up host more shows as the host. I don't always have to have 4 people there.
you know, and to do, and not that those shows are bad or that's not a good thing or any of that. But it's also, you know, you got to manage it. Sometimes it's hard to get schedules aligned. Sometimes it's hard to find the right people, the right mix, or whatever. And there's stuff you can never plan on. And it's all Skypey this and poopy that. So I am pretty excited about the idea of maybe doing more things like that. Time will tell. Keep your eye on the prize. I'll let you know how it goes. Send me emails. Frogpants. No. Scott@frogpants.com. Follow me on Twitter @ScottJohnson. Ask me some questions. Maybe we'll talk about it on a future episode. Have a great day. Stay out of trouble. Don't eat the yellow snow. Bye.